Hey guys, I'm not recapping my weekend again, besides to say that Backstreet Boys at the Sphere was great. And Katie and I are both kind of out of it today. That's pretty much it. And then we've just started talking about the book, The Summer Storms by Sarah McLean, when I don't even know, Katie accidentally like left and then she came back and then there was a delay. So I said, you know, fuck it. We're scrapping it. We're starting over.
Well, do this the right way, first time.
The second time's the charm.
Why are you always unhinged?
Literally. In the best way. In the best way.
Well, in the best way. This was a book that was...
This was definitely a book.
This was definitely a book. I will say, and I will recap this part since I did say before, there are some followers, I think we could all agree and attest mm-hmm. to, that you see them post a quick review or like, hey, you need to read this, and we all take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
In this case, one person in particular posted that if you're anybody who loves to read and loves a lit fic, like, this should be on your radar.
Yes.
And they were absolutely fucking correct. This was stellar, if I don't yeah. say so myself.
Yeah. And as I was saying too, this is Sarah's first foray into contemporary fiction from historical, which like makes me want to go back and like read her historical romances, because I was kind of on like a little bender with historical romances a few weeks ago. So I'm like, now that I know her writing style, I want to kind of dive into her other books. But like, can't speak, obviously. Basically, round of applause for her for like pulling off a different genre so well on her first try.
And like, not just that, but also there's no mystery component at all. But they have to follow out these tasks. So like, to kind of write a story where she closes the loop completely, right?
Like, yeah.
And I don't want to call it a plot twist, but there is a little bit of like the shoe drops, if you will, just as our girl
I was
going to
say, there
likes
is like a small mystery component, but it's not like a whodunit kind of mystery. It's like what are the secrets?
What are the secrets that are going to come out?
Yeah.
And there's some secrets. And then also like, obviously, okay, so when a billionaire father passes away, what's the one thing that everyone thinks they're going to get? An inheritance. And like, he keeps his kids on this island, his whole family, honestly, if you will. He's got grandkids involved, mm-hmm. and his wife, and they're all kind of to report back to the homestead, if you will, to stay there for 7 days or however long it is. And at the end, they will get their
inheritance. Yeah.
And I just love, and again, like to think this all through, and maybe this is just because you and I don't write, that this is like incredible to my brain that I'm like, what? I feel like all these millionaire billionaires have their origin story, right? And
yeah.
His is, it was like a thousand and change per se. It's a very specific number. I think it's like 1037.
It was 1,107, I think, because the name of the tablet. So basically, like, he's Steve Jobs in this universe.
Yes.
He created, like, the first, like, I'm assuming, like, what would be computer. Apple. Yeah.
Yes, that's the way I took it as well. So he started in his parents' garage with that amount of money and turned it into this fucking billionaire empire.
Yeah.
And you know what? Thank you for writing a story that is believable, because Steve Jobs is a fucking billionaire. So like,
R.I.P. Yes.
R.I.P. or was, sorry. Yeah. Terrible tense. But you know what I mean? Like, that makes sense to me. When you are writing a billionaire romance, not a romance, but a billionaire story, it's nice when the billionaire is a believable billionaire.
Yeah.
Because that is a very hard number to achieve in life.
Yes.
But I love how I won't talk about the ending right in a second, but I love how even in the end, like, Alice throughout the whole story is like, I'm waiting for that other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
And it did. But I thought this was so clever in the sense that you almost kind of have to wonder after the story. Again, it's man's dead, but were they all there for him to kind of almost, like, I'm thinking that from, like, if he's sitting up wherever he is, like, were you trying to get the last laugh? Were you trying to teach your family a lesson? Were you trying to bring your family back together?
Yeah.
Were you trying to do all three? Were you trying to almost be like, fuck you all? Like,
yeah.
What was your end goal? Because, like, right. You don't really know what his intentions were.
Yeah, there are, like, questions kind of left open-ended in a way, because obviously he's dead, so you don't fully understand his intentions. But to me, I think it was a kind of a combination of the three. Same. He wanted his family to be back together. He kind of, I think it was, like, his last-ditch effort to bring Alice back into the fold after what happened, because, like, although he is this genius billionaire, whatever, he didn't, like, really know how to apologize or take responsibility for, like, his actions. So I think that was, like, his, like, I would say maybe, like, his, like, dying wish was to see, like, the family back together, but he knew, like, he had to manipulate them kind of into it. I honestly thought that
he was going to be alive.
No, that Alice was going to kind of convince them all that they didn't need the inheritance, and that was going to actually be the thing that got them the inheritance, and that them, like, completing the tasks and kind of turning on each other was, like, the opposite of what he wanted. And that would have been, like, that I thought the other shoe dropping was going to be, like, Greta going after Tony, and, like, the brother being, like, kind of like, fuck it, and Alice being like, I'm out, and, like, kind of them all finally standing up to him, and that was going to be, like, the thing that actually got them what they kind of all wanted.
Smart. I like that thought process.
But that wasn't the case. No. They really did all have to do these things. And, like, I understood him wanting Alice to have to stay there because it was forcing them all to, like, talk. And I understand the other things that he wanted everybody to do, but the Greta and Tony thing didn't make sense to me.
No, and especially because at the end of the day, towards the end of the book, you find out once their days are up and they should be getting their inheritance because they follow through on everything.
Yeah.
Tony ends up getting, honestly, the most out of anyone because he gets a whole cut. So, like, what were you trying to, a part of me kind of, like, to your point, T, like, was wondering, like, does he want them to all finally go after what they all want?
Yeah.
Because,
I thought that he was hoping Greta, would defy him and be like, I don't need the money, I have Tony. And then, like, the dad, like, kind of, like, on the side being like, well, Tony's going to get the inheritance anyway, so, like, let's see what Greta does.
Yeah.
And, like, he makes them jump through all these hoops, and then the inheritance only ends up being, like, $1,000 anyway.
The exact same amount of money that he started with. I will say, I really did, I thought it was kind of funny, because you do learn that the mother had an affair with his best friend, and the result was a daughter, which no one else knew, and we did find out, unintentionally, I don't think it was ever supposed to come out, but I do love that he made his wife say one nice thing about him. Because I feel like to be a bit, and kudos, I guess, to him. Like, he took Emily in 100% as his own. You would never even know that wasn't his daughter.
Right.
So, big, big moment there. But, like, she's a fucking piece of shit, that woman. Lizzie. She, you know, like, the manipulation she's done, what she's
caused. The mother was the absolute worst. She's so nasty to her kids.
So nasty to her kids, at multiple times has basically told them, like, I wish you guys weren't here.
Yeah.
What I wouldn't have done to, like, not have children. What you learn that she does to Greta, how she makes her go away because of an unintended pregnancy.
Yep.
She had an abortion. She was pissed that she walked into a clinic. Like, this whole thing, and poor Greta's been living in her shadow, trying to, like, become mini Elizabeth, if you will. Not intentionally, but I think it's just more of, like, this is just your role, and these are the shoes you will also follow.
Yeah.
But I love that, like, Alice does come. I love that she, in spite of everything and being cut off even by her siblings, like, no one spoke, but it's also, like, that's just the family way, like, was still very open to seeing her siblings and still kind, and it was reciprocated back by Emily. Like, I feel like she really did kind of kickstart, like, their friendship again.
Yeah.
Kind of rediscovering everything and kind of, like, calling out the fact that they're all fucked up and, like, we just gotta get through this now. Like, he's gone and we need to come out on the other side and live.
Yeah. Alice is, like, the moral compass of, like, the whole family, basically. And she's the only one who has left the fold and, like, survived on her own. And I think, like, I mean, they all say her dad wanted her to be the one to take over the business and, like, really, like, believed in her. And I think that that's a man who's like that smart and that successful and has everything at his feet kind of being defied by like the one person who he thinks is like most like him in a lot of ways is probably like, it was such a blow to his ego that he like couldn't, like never got over it. And then in death, obviously had a lot of regrets, but yeah, Alice is literally like the whole time I was like, okay, is she like where I thought the other shoe was gonna drop with her. I'm like, she can't be like this moral and like this good. And I know like she struggled because she was like, yeah, I mean like $1 billion inheritance is like gonna be really hard to also walk away from, like let's be honest. But so many times she tries to walk away from it. She's like, fuck this, like I'll live off my teacher salary.
I've been doing it already, like I'll do it again. So
yeah.
I do think too, I loved how the Jack thing unfolded also, like, and even, I mean, when he decided to give up what he was going to get.
Yeah.
Before, I mean, kudos to him. I don't know if I would have been able to. That is life changing.
Well, because again, like there, I understood why he did it, right? Because he, like the whole thing with her ex fiance, they were able to pay him off to leave. Jack's whole thing is like, no amount, like you're worth, like you're,
yeah,
no you're amount right. of money would, you know, force me to, like, you could give me the world and like, you're worth more than anything that I yeah. can, like, whatever.
No, I agree. I mean, I'm not saying in a bad way, but
it, no, like, but like, he could have just not quit. And like, then they could have both been, you know what I mean? Like, I did get yeah. why he did it, but I would have been like, you fucking idiot. Like, you should have just waited, got your actual, like, cut. And then we could have lived happily ever after together. You could exactly. have proved it, like, in a different way.
I also do love... I do think Sam will be okay in the end, but I'm...
Same.
I'm low-key so happy that they only did get the $1,000 because his wife is the scum on the bottom of our shoes. And, like, yes, sure. Like, he had cheated... She had also, it was one of those matches that like never should have happened, but it
yeah,
did.
They only ended up getting married because she got pregnant. He thought that she would have an abortion and she was like, well, now we're together because she just wanted to be
she wanted the money
in the fold. Yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, to threaten kids, like you won't see your children if I get the cut. Like, I'm so happy that he could only write like the tiniest check. Like, sure, you wanted my inheritance.
Yeah.
Your couple hundred bucks. See you later.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love.
Like, that's when you like want your ice cream to like be a fly on the wall and be like, fuck off, Silja.
Yeah. She was, Sam was honestly one of my favorite characters because he was so complex. Like, I was like, there were times when I was like, oh, Sam. And then times when I was like, oh my God, like this fucking guy. And like, he loves his kids, but he doesn't know how to be a parent.
Yeah.
He, like, felt like, I think that he always felt inadequate because he was never, like, the favorite. And, like, he's the only son and kind of, I think, thought he deserved more than he was ever given. Yeah. Which, obviously, like, sucks, but I feel like that's just kind of the case in certain family dynamics. Especially the way that they were raised. And I think his dad kind of, like, always held the money over his head to keep Sam in line. So Sam like didn't have, that's the thing, like Sam like thought he deserved to be the CEO because he's like the only son, but he didn't have a passion for the company or for work. Like, so I think that's, it's again, like, is the dad an asshole for the way he went about doing things? 100%. But I think Sam will be fine.
Yeah.
But like, he's not going to be billionaire fine. Like, he might, you know, be regular person fine. Yeah.
Like, he's going to be okay. And I do hope like his kids come around and like, they grew up in such a different atmosphere than, I mean, I have no idea what it's like to have a billionaire family, but like, they were spoiled fucking rotten. Like, they're like brainwashed by their mother, at least the daughter that we get glimpses of, to believe that like this money is everything they need more. Like, sure. I'll be the first to say, like, I think money can buy a lot of fucking happiness. Don't get me wrong. You can buy ease of life and all the good things. But, like, these kids are like, no, we need this. Like,
yeah, they're just reiterating what they've heard their mother say.
Yeah, exactly. Like, sorry. Like, I don't know. So, like, I really do hope, like, they're young enough to where, like, this can be all reversed. And maybe with the siblings all getting back together and kind of, like, redefining their roles and relationships. Maybe the kids can then understand, like, it's more about family than anything else.
Yeah.
So you do hope for that, but, like, I was so happy that he could stick it to her. But, like, he's so complex. Like, she thought, like, Alice thought that he was taking her clothes. It was the kids. But he did lock her in a closet. Like, it's just, like,
yeah.
Like, the pull and tug of everything. I feel like sometimes just, like,
Get it, like, to an extent. Like, if I was getting a $1 billion inheritance and it was based on, like, my brother's actions and, like, he wasn't fulfilling, I would be like, I would also lock him in the vault. Like, yeah. I'd be like, what are you doing?
You're going to stay here and get this money and then we'll figure things out in the back.
Yeah. Like, obviously money isn't everything and family's so important and blah, blah, blah. But, like, I'm not just giving up. No, and again, too, like, we can say that because we're not billionaires. So it's so funny. Especially, I mean, like, Alice really did, like, figure it out on her own. But it's funny, like, coming from somebody who grew up so rich, being like, money's not everything. Like, well, you tell that to people with loans. And
If I just could have $300,000, it would solve all of my students.
I don't need $1 billion. I need $1 billion. I'll take $1 million.
Oh, my God. But it's so true. And, like, I had a thought and I just lost my mind. Dang it.
Sorry, yeah, because I totally cut you off.
No, you're totally fine. Oh, plus, like, when you start to learn that Sam was fired and let go, like, anyone, a normal, average human being fired and let go is scary. Because then it's like, well, what do you do? Like, sure, for a billionaire, downgrading their house sounds like a good idea. And there are some things that everyone could do to cut back on. But at the end of the day, like, you do still have to live. You do have to pay a mortgage and provide. And it's not as easy as, well, just sell your house. Well, you still have to live in said house until it sells.
Like, yeah.
There are bills. There are, you don't just pull your kids out of school because their tuition's too high. Like, you do in time, but, like, you can't, sometimes it doesn't mean drastic changes, especially when there's children involved. So, like,
yeah,
the panic I can only imagine this man is going through of, like, well, I don't have a paycheck. And the fact that he still couldn't even afford his lifestyle and needed daddy to supplement, like, that's wild. But I think that's all because of Silja. So I feel like once she's gone, he's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, kind of kudos to Alice the whole time. Just be like, everyone's just like, I almost feel like everyone's kind of envious of her. Like,
they are
actually able to upset a company. You actually stood up for what was right.
Yeah.
With what had occurred. You walked away kind of unscathed. Like, sure, yes, you were cut out for the family and, like, exiled more or less. But, like, you were applauded a hero. Like, you did something that was admirable against your family for somebody else.
And it's funny because the reason why she's actually exiled from the family is, like, not because... Okay, so Alice, the first stone, I guess, in the exile was her going to the press about a senior leadership position, male employee, basically, like, sexually harassing and assaulting female employees. And you would think, like, I was like, oh, okay, that's why. But, like, she was still invited to family things. And it was only when she brought her boyfriend, Griffin, who was, like, basically an out-of-work actor living off of her in New York, that was, like, the final straw. Her dad was like, break up with him or you're out.
Yeah.
And so she chose him. And that's why I think she says it too, like, they are together for 5 years, they get engaged, she has to buy her own ring, she pays all the rent, all the bills, whatever, he's an actor in New York, but he, like, rarely has a job. And I think, like, a big part of her wanting to marry him and, like, why she was upset about the engagement not working and why when she got there she didn't tell anybody that they weren't together anymore is because she was like, if I was exiled from the family because of this man, then, like, I have to kind of make it all worth it.
Yeah.
And he was, like, the complete antithesis to the family. Like, he didn't come from a lot. He didn't care about her money, so she thought. He was, you know, just kind of, like, a very, like, extroverted, very, like, good time kind of guy. Completely unlike anybody that she grew up with, which really drew her to him. And... yeah, like, her siblings, I think, were envious of her because even Greta at one point when they're fighting, Greta's like, well, sorry we couldn't all be as perfect as you, like, standing to your own. Like, I think that they envied the fact that even though it was hard, she was able to stand up to her and parents, and none of them.
I was gonna say, because I'm sure Greta at one point probably wanted to, and he was either too young, too unsure. You're just following your parents' direction, because she was knocked up at age of 19. So like, that's a young age. Like when when your parents are saying this is what you're gonna do, you're just going okay. But like even with Tony, like I could imagine she at some point probably had many a thought of like what she would say to them if she could do it.
Emily, I love Tony.
I love Tony too. Like, what an angel of a man to like not even need her to say it and just be like, I get it. Understood. Like, yeah. It still comes back for her. Like, oh, like what a little angel. And at the same time too, I think if I was Tony, I mean, I would hope at the end of the day, the person would come back to me, like after it's all said and done, like, because that's what I kept thinking too, like, can't her and Tony, like, can't we like hear a conversation where she's like, I will say we're broken up and then we'll get back together, like just give it a little time,
right? Like, that was me. I was like, just tell him like, hey, this is the stipulation, so like I have to break up with you for the week.
Yeah, like we'll obviously still be together.
Yeah, like we won't. Yeah, like we won't see each other for the week. Like, sorry, because he basically like proposes to her.
Yeah, and like not for nothing, but like, a sure, take the fucking money, but also like after everything your family did to you, I'd be like, no, I deserve that fucking billion. Like, I'm taking my fucking money from you, and I will see you never again. And I'm gonna go live my life with my mans.
Yeah.
Bye. Like, I'll follow your fucking terms for that money, and then I'm gonna go back to my man's with that money.
Yeah, there was nothing that said that they couldn't get back together, and then they do. Like, they break up literally, like, on, like, Monday, and then on Wednesday they get back together.
Yeah, he, like, flies a helicopter back, he's like,
yeah, and he was like, I was gonna fly in yesterday, but the storm, so I'm here today. Like, I loved Tony.
He's so cute.
And, like, he's just so steady, and he just, like, loves her so unconditionally. Like, I like that the majority of the book is from Alice's POV, but I do like how we got, like, the Greta Tony chapter, and then there is a chapter with, like, Sam and, like, his wife and kids and everything, and then you get Emily and her wife. So, like, you do get kind of a glimpse into the siblings, but I, like, do wish we did get a little bit more.
I mean, I think it's just because we liked it so much too. Like, anymore would probably be like a longer story. But even Emily, like learning what she had to bear, like the walking
through
her father being unbalanced, like learning that he was sick. So like, kind of the reasoning behind the letters, which makes sense. It does lead you to believe if his accident was really an accident or did he choose his timing. Again, I think that's up to the reader's discretion of what they believe based on what they read. Like, it's just, it was really interesting to learn, like, everything she kind of shouldered as the youngest and just as someone who kept his secrets and how thankful he was, but also kind of sad that, like, even though he said thank you, it wasn't also, like, there was an apology in there because that is a lot to burden for a child.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not fair.
No, but these parents were just selfish.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
But like,
no, you can go.
Oh no, I was gonna say Alice, I think in the beginning is like Franklin was easy to fall in love with, but hard to love.
Yeah.
And I think that like Sarah did a really good job kind of like evoking that in the story because I went back and forth on like I kind of like the dad and then being like the dad's a dick.
Yeah. Like again, even like taking in Emily, I'm like, okay, great moment for you. You could have been like, F this kid, F my wife. Like, I'm not dealing with this, but you didn't. But then, like the art piece, like buying Alice's art piece, like whether you did it because you were proud of her, or you did it just because, again, you wanted to own something that she did. And, like, she couldn't even have, like, her first of something by herself. Like, you're fucked up.
I think that's the thing with him. Like, I think he wanted it because it was hers and they were estranged. And, like, she made this thing that he was proud of. But I think he also wanted a way to, like, make it about him and control the situation a little. Like,
I bought your first piece. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, daddy's still helping you, even though, like, we're not speaking. Like, kind of one of those things. I think he needed to feel needed, and that's why he kind of like had this very manipulative kind of relationship with like all of his kids, constantly making them compete with each other like for his like love and attention. It's very narcissistic behavior.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. But I like kind of was like, oh, I kind of, Franklin like seems like a fun guy sometimes. And I love this bomb at the end was like, your guys are like, because they're all talking about like, and they're like, she's like, do you remember who he was? And they're like, yeah, but like, we just want to remember like the nice things right now.
Yeah. Like, let these kids have their fucking moment. But I, she's just an evil fucking cunt. I did not like her one bit. I don't pity her. At the end of the day, I just feel like it says something about a person when you're too wrapped up about yourself. And even in those moments, like, that's what you're remembering your father. Like, let their kids have their moment. But, like, you were never there regardless. Like, you told them all the time. You know, you kind of didn't really want them anyway. You get shit popping them out.
Yeah.
You know, you deserve the money because everything you had to go through. Like, you just became a spiteful old little hag. Like,
yeah.
Go sit the fuck down and shut up. I keep saying today. But
I know, same.
My brain's like not computing, but yeah, I feel like for the father, like, he could have been good if maybe he had someone to help steer him good.
Yeah,
like even with Jack there, like he was just his. I just feel like he was perfectly said. He was the fixer, so he's not gonna listen to Jack. But if he had a friend who maybe encompassed a good witch attitude versus kind of being this egotistical billionaire, maybe he could have changed in time, but one will never know.
One will never ever know.
He certainly did not in the end. I mean, but again, even with the money, like I don't know. Again, I don't have $1 billion. I don't know how I would handle my inheritance to my offspring, but I think it was funny for some people, like the Silijas and Elizabeth, but at the same time, too, I low-key kind of wish the kids did get the money after everything they had to endure in that family.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. Like, they never say what the inheritance is. Yeah. He just says, like, you have to do these things to get it.
Yeah.
And they all just assume that it's, like, a three-way or a four-way split between...
Only Alice has suspicions.
Yeah. But I loved... Like, Jack was so... Like, just, like, a very steady... character throughout it all. I kind of like loved that, like, Sam hated him. Yes. But kind of everybody hated Sam. Jack, because Jack was like so beloved by Franklin. And I kind of do wish that we got like a little bit more of a glimpse into Jack and Franklin's like relationship.
I agree. Like a because of, like a flashback would have been cool.
Yeah, because I mean I know where Jack, like when he talks about like his own dad and like, but I still like don't get how he climbed the ranks that high to be like second in command. I just kind of like wish we got like a little bit more backstory, and I feel like Jack knew Franklin really well and had been, you know, in his life for X amount of, I guess like 10 years, and then like really like the second in command or like the fixer for 5 of them. But I feel like once Jack like I guess saw Franklin through Alice's eyes, that kind of like pulled the mask off a little bit.
Yeah.
So I kind of like wish that we just got like a little bit more of a glimpse between like what their relationship was like and how Franklin really treated him, to kind of better understand it.
I thought we were going to get more of that when Jack started to explain his dad and his relationship and what happened with his mom. I thought we were going to get, again, not a flashback, but like, here's how I met your dad. Here's what he did for me. Here's why I am the way I am about him.
Yeah.
But we didn't really kind of get any of that.
No, yeah, there wasn't like a huge explanation. And then we do know when Alice does finally find her letter that the dad was kind of manipulating somehow her and Jack to be together.
Yeah.
And then we get like Jack's like point of view of that too, like a little bit. Or we like, I think that they tell us like what his letter said. And that like kind of like is making Alice be like, I don't want to want you. Because
my dad wanted us.
Because this is what my dad wanted. So like I'm playing into his hand again. But I'm glad that like, I feel like Jack and Alice, there was a few points. So it's like crazy because it's only like a week. So it's like insta love, but it's also slow burn.
Yes.
Like, because there's like tension and like they have sex like right away, but they don't know who each other are. Well, he knows who she is. She doesn't know who he is. And then there's like tension and banter and like flirting and like whatever. So it is like there's an instant connection, but I think the way it's written like didn't feel like insta lovey because it still takes until like the end for them to like really be together. I don't know where I was going with that, but
I think with that whole point too, like, was that the dad trying to kind of be like, not like, here's my apology, here, be with this guy that I like, but almost like, I think the two of you would do well for one. Like, again, is it a kind setup or are you manipulating another?
It's both. Like, I think it's both.
It's both. Yeah. I agree with you, but it's like, you just will never, like, anything that that man ever does for anyone will never be taken in just a light manner because you always think there's going to be a straight catch.
Yeah.
And that's why Alice even keeps saying, this isn't it, guys. Like, you say you're going to get this inheritance and we have to do this, but when's that other shoe going to drop? Like,
yeah.
And it's not just, like, she was like, I think it's going to be Jack. I'm like, she's right. Like, it is the Jack aspect, but even when they get the money, like, Alice is like cracking the fuck up. She's like, do you guys not, do you see? Like, I told you.
Yeah, like from the beginning, she's like, there's something, like, there, it's not going to be that easy, or we're going to finish this and there's going to be another stipulation. So yeah, I the whole time I was trying to figure out what the, like, what was going to happen. I didn't expect, I mean, I should have expected what the inheritance was going to be because they bring it up so many times.
So many times.
And they're like, yes, like, we know, like, it was like, $1,100, blah, 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 the 1107 tablet. Like, it was like constantly reiterated. So I shouldn't have been surprised. But I was.
No, I started cracking up. I was like, that's fucking terrific.
Yeah. It was perfect.
It was perfect. I also really love, I don't know if you caught this, because of how he was so well known, the female president.
Yeah.
Did you catch? I was like, the first gentleman.
Yeah. I love that.
The first gentleman, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was cracking up. I was like, this is so good.
I love that. I loved Alice's friends, Gabby and Roxanne. I thought the whole, like,
oh my God, they were
phenomenal. Every time when they were like, oh, the funeral, and it was like, the celebration. It's not a funeral.
Celebration.
That was like hilarious. You know, I loved her friends. I liked Emily. I liked Emily's wife. When they get the mom,
oh my God, same,
a little bit high on like mushroom tea, I was dying. That was like the only time that I was like, oh, I like Elizabeth.
That's what I liked about this book. Like, you had that serious family component to it, but you did have like bouts of humor. You had bouts of like what the fuck tension. There was like romance, like everything you could want in a plot and a storyline, it delivered on. And it was a little bit more romance heavy than I was anticipating. I knew there was gonna be a little bit of a romance
same but maybe. I like, but loved that it was
some, like, even like some, there was some steam in there, you were getting some scenes. I was like, okay, I'm here for this. I was fed.
I read 40% of it on the flight to Vegas, and then I finished it on the flight home. So, like, you know, it was like 10 and a half hours probably of like reading material, but I couldn't stop. And then I was like kind of annoyed, like, when I got home from the concert, I was like, I want to read, but I'm so tired. I'll just like, whatever. But like, that was like how I felt. It was just so good. And I didn't want it to end. Like, I kept like looking and being like, damn, I'm at 80%. Like, it's almost over. And then I'm like, damn, I'm at 90%. It's really almost over. I was like, I just want to keep living in like this going, like, family dynamic. I would love if she did a spinoff and it was just like Sam, like, figuring out like his life. I don't know how she would do it, but.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm here for it. Like a little Sam novella.
Yeah. I just, I don't know. Like, there was something so endearing about him, even though he kind of sucked.
He kind of sucked. He was kind of stupid, but I do feel like, and again, Alice says this as well, like, you were just treated like fucking shit too. Like, he's a product of what he grew up
in. Yeah.
Like, he overheard a conversation where he was trying to prove himself, do something he think his father would want him to do, by then going into that office and be like, no, I'm the guy for the job. Like, I think at any other family, maybe the dad would be like, you fucking want it? You're coming to get it? Like, let's see what's up. But like, instead it got thrown back in his face with like, you shouldn't have been eavesdropping. You know what I mean? It's just like, I feel like he tried to always maybe do something right. And then at the end of the day, was kind of just like, you know what? Then fuck it. Like, if everyone else is getting everything that I want and I'm just trying over here, sort of, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I kind of, you almost can understand why someone might throw the towel in and be like, you know, fuck this all. Like, fuck you all. Like,
yeah,
I'm done. So I do, but I do think him, something as silly as like not being able to talk and then cleaning, again, yeah, kind of funny, but also kind of teaching him you do have to work for stuff. Like, you can't just put your hand out and daddy's gonna smack and check in it all the time. Good lesson, because then you get to be proud of something when you are finished. And he was, yeah, proud of like cleaning that one thing he had to clean and getting it to work. And then someone, and then Alice was proud of him. She's like, oh my god, look at you. And he was like,
yeah.
So I don't know, like, I feel like there's like some good moments there, but yeah, I did weirdly like Sam. I don't know why.
Yeah, there was just there something in dear, like, when he wasn't being a prick, like, and he was like teaching his kids things and like reminiscing about like growing up with his siblings and like actually having real conversations like with Alice, and like, I'm like, Sam's not that, he's not bad. He's a product of how he was raised.
Yeah.
And he is obviously like a little douchey, yeah, and like he's rich, like rich white boy, like energy, like definitely has his faults, but I don't think any of the characters are all good or all evil. Even Elizabeth, who I hated, had some good moments. And I think that was why this book was so good, because they were, all the characters were so complex, and there was like,
yes,
such crazy dynamics between everybody that it was just like so entertaining and so, yeah, fun to read.
I agree.
It was giving me, right, like,
they weren't all good, they weren't all bad, but like it just, because what family, everyone has moments of that, right? Like, no one's, yeah, perfect. And like, if you are a product of your environment, what you grew up in, so
right,
you just gotta hope for the best of them. But this one, I really, Julia Whalen is the narrator, so if you do like an audiobook, I highly recommend, if you didn't want to eyeball. But you know what stinks? I'm gonna tell you what stinks.
Let me hear it.
Why these are released in hardcover first? Because this is a book I'd want to own. I don't, yeah, want to own a hardcover lit thing. I want a paperback lit thing.
I only want hardcover if it's fantasy.
Yes, thank you. I was going to say the same thing. Like, I only want a fucking hardback for fantasy. I need everything else in paperback.
So yeah, unless it's like a special edition, obviously.
Yeah, but like, but you know, come on.
Yeah, I don't, I was annoyed too. I just bought
it. Noble, and I saw it, and I was like, do I just get it?
That's the same thing with that, like, book, The Compound by Ailing Raleigh.
Yeah.
That's only in hardcover too.
Yeah. Did you read it yet?
No, I haven't. It's on my list. It's on my, I'm going to finish Rose and Chains today. Nice. I was doing the audio, strictly audio, and then I was like, wow, this takes me forever, because it takes me forever to get through an audiobook. So I started reading it last night, but then when I was painting, I was listening to the audio again. So I think that I'm like pretty close to the end. I think I'm at 96%.
Okay. Yeah.
So I have 30 minutes left in the audio. So I'll finish that. And then I got an ARC that I want to read. It's, who's the author? Daddy Issues by Kate. What was the other book she wrote that you and I like really, 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 really liked, but like a lot of people don't? It's When Harry Met Sally retelling.
Oh, okay.
You Again.
Yes, I like that one.
So I requested an ARC from NetGalley of her new book that's coming out in the fall, okay, Daddy Issues. So that, I just got approved for that. So then I'm going to read that next, and then I might do The Compound.
I was going to do, I've heard good things. I'm going to do Noctipedia by Carrie. I'm started already on audio. Really fucking good. We will talk about this in one of the Spilling Tea episodes, because I have some thoughts. Not about, like, because the book is good.
Yeah.
I need to check dates about something, and then I'm going to circle back about this, because I have, okay, some thoughts. But then to after my fantasy paranormal romance, I was going to do The Compound and then go back into another Carrie Lake book. So
why don't we, okay, so next week is Spilling the Tea, and then that closes out July, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. So we can do The Compound as one of our book club reads in August.
I like it.
Okay. So sneak peek, guys. We're going to be reading The Compound by Ailing Rowley. And then we'll figure out what other books we're going to read. But As for the summer storms, I gave it 5 stars. And you guys know I'm dingy with 5 stars. So yeah, so it was really good. Highly recommend if you haven't read it. I definitely recommend it, obviously. And if you have read it, let us know your thoughts as well. Cause I feel like most people that I've heard talking about it loved it. So I'm definitely down to chit chat. But I think that's all we have. Do you have anything else you need to add?
No, just read it. If you haven't.
Just read it. Anyway, on that note, you know what time it is, Katie Jean, if you can please do the honors.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub. If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See you, fuckers.